Okay, we'll continue our post-induction ceremony availability, and we're joined by Liz Allison. Liz, Davey, you've been waiting a while, and I think a large part of the reason he's in it is because of you and the support you've given him on social media and Facebook and all that, and I know you were super excited for this night. Was it everything that you hoped for?
Oh, it was. And I was hoping not to be as emotional as I was, but that just didn't work out so well. As soon as Robbie walked up there, that was it for me. You know, I think really the big thing is just, and I told the kids this, just make it whatever you want it to be tonight, because all these people are here because they're honoring everybody, all five inductees, and it was such an amazing class. But they're also here because they love Davey, and they've supported our family through the years, and it just means a lot. And I'm very grateful. It was a very personal night for us. I know it was for all the inductees, and just a lot of the crew members were here from Davey's teams from 1987 to 1993, and that was very emotional to see them, because for some of those guys we've not seen since we lost Davey. So it was special okay. Night.
Thank you, Liz. We have time for a couple questions. Liz, if you have one, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you, and we'll start with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Liz, congratulations, obviously, to you and
Thank
the whole
you.
Family. I know it was an emotional moment to see Robbie come up on the stage. I'm curious, obviously, he followed his dad's path into racing. You know, what qualities of Davey have you seen in him as he's grown up and kind of had his own experiences in the sport?
You know, really for Robbie and Krista, I've seen so much of Davey. And it's interesting about them, too, because they were 1 and 3 when Davey passed away. So anything they have, it certainly came with them, right? You know, it wasn't something that they learned from being raised in a home with him. And, you know, for Robbie, as far as his racing, I mean, he's you know, gritty. And I heard it said early on when he first started racing, is that he had everything that couldn't be taught. And then what he was learning is what he had to learn. And so he definitely had the skills to do that. You know, Robbie's personality is very similar to Davey's in a sense. He's such a people person and just really draws people in. And Krista is just so genuine and loyal and sincere. And those are all the qualities that I think just all these years later people still remember about Davey's. I'm so proud of them. And as far as, you know, back to the getting emotional tonight, I said, okay, I'm going to be fine. This is great. I'm watching the video. I'm good. You know, I'm just thinking I'm just trucking through it and all is good. And then, you know, once Robbie walks out there, everything's over, you know, and it's all tears because they've spent their entire lives hearing about their dad and they don't remember their dad. So to be here tonight and to really, I mean, life can just be so weird. You know, to think about them 1 and 3 when he passed away and to see them now as adults, you know, honoring and representing their dad is, man, from a mom standpoint, that just rips everything right out of you. And from Davey's standpoint, I mean, if he could be here today, I mean, he'd step aside, for one thing, for all the crew guys, because it was as much about them as him, but also for Robbie and Krista to be loved and to be honored and to represent him would mean more to him than anything else.
Mark?
Mark Garrell, PRN. My question kind of dovetails that a little bit. Because they were so young, have they watched a lot of races, the interviews? Some of the highlights that we saw tonight are from long ago interviews and long ago races. Has that been part of their life in their way of trying to figure out and find out about their dad?
You know, for anybody who's dealt with grief is very personal. It's a personal journey. And so for Robbie and Krista, they both have had different ways of handling it through the years. And sure, yet they both have watched videos and a lot of footage. For Krista and I, it bothers us to hear him talking, and which is kind of interesting. But the video, like, of him racing, it's so fun, you know, to just see his style and his grit and his determination, and man, he was driven, you know, and you can just see that. And I know Robbie has loved to watch the old races and just see the moves that his dad would make on the racetrack. But you know, again, for Robbie and Krista, because they were so young and they don't remember, that has been a part of their lives. But what has made the difference and how they really know who their dad was is through all of you and through the fans. That's how they've learned who their dad is and what he was. Not really on the racetrack, because really the stats, the records show that. It was more about who he was outside of the car, and that's what's so important to us is his family.
We have time for one more over here.
Hi, Hal Nunn with the News Journal and the Sports Blast. In the package, they mentioned the competition between Davey and Dale. If you have a memory of Davey and how he thought of Dale, maybe a curious moment sometime when he said something about him, but what would he say today about the battles between him and Dale Earnhardt?
Oh, Dale used to drive him crazy because he wanted to beat him. I mean, he wanted to beat the best, and to be the best, you had to beat the best, and certainly that was Dale, and that was his dad. And he and Dale had a great relationship. They had a lot of like interest. They loved to hunt and fish, and they were big outdoorsy guys. So there were a lot of things they had in common in that regard. But it would just tick him off, you know, when Dale would outrace him in a situation. And, you know, one little story that I've really thought about over the past week, and just kind of, you know, what the Hall of Fame has meant to us and what this week would mean, and looking at all the past Hall of Famers. And I've thought about Dale a lot this week. And the one thing that I remembered is when Davey passed away, it was the day before Davey's funeral, and Dale called me and he said, I can't come. I cannot do it. I want you to know that I can't come, because I don't want you to think that it doesn't mean something to me, but my heart's broken, and I can't come and see you and the kids, and I just want you to know it. And to me, that was the essence of who Dale was. You know, we knew him as the intimidator, and we knew him as that hard-charging guy on the racetrack, but he was a good friend to a lot of the drivers, including Davey, and he had a big heart, and he meant that. He just couldn't do it, and I had forgotten about that until this week, so I was glad to have remembered that.
Well, Liz, thank you, and congratulations on this night. We have one more thing for you. From the mayor of Davey's hometown, Hueytown, Alabama, Stephen Ware has announced that today, February 1st, 2019, is Davey Allison Day in the city of Hueytown.
So that's awesome.
We have a proclamation, and we'll have Dan present it to you from our government.